This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Raycon Earbuds. Find out how you can get a set of wireless Raycon Earbuds for 15% off later on in the program. Coming up on episode number 1317, two birthdays, two indie rock legends, still producing great music, still out there in the forefront, releasing new albums that... that I snatch up every chance I get. Beck and Jack White. One of them turned 50. One of them turned 45 earlier this month. We'll figure out who is who and more on this episode of Coverville.
The times are tough now. Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. My name is Brian Ibb, and welcome to another episode of Coverville, celebrating the Ides of July with a couple birthdays, actually. Jack White of the White Stripes, the Raycon Tours, producing, solo artist, all that stuff. Jack White coming up later on in the program. Before we get to that, let's get to the guy who just turned 50 earlier this month, Beck Hansen. Better known by just his first name, Beck. Celebrating his 50th birthday, of course. Great songs that you know that you are going to be hearing on today's show. I don't need to tease you with what they are. You can probably predict a couple of them. Is this one of them? Is this one of the ones you predicted? This is actually from one of his more recent albums, which I absolutely love. This is the title track, as a matter of fact. It was produced by Greg Kirsten, who did production work for Sia, Lily Allen, and is the B-half of The Bird and the Bee. Here is Olympia with her cover of Beck's Dreams.
Wake up from your rhythm. chimpanzees, a Wolverine, a mutant in the veins, and a Monica the junkie.
With the plastic eyeball spray paint the vegetables.
A dark first dance with a beefcake pantyhouse.
Kill the headlines and put them in Detroit. Stock car flaming with a loser and a cruise control.
Baby soon we know where the vitamin D. Got a couple of cops who sleep on the lousy.
Someone came and saying I'm saying a complaint
about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt.
So don't believe everything that you read.
Get a parking violation and a maggot on his lead.
So shave your face with a mace in the dark. Saving all the footsteps burning on the trailer park.
Yo, caught it.
Silent Panther, I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? Silent Panther, I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Here we go.
Horses on fever with a bosun nightmare. Band on the music with a phony gas chamber.
One's got a wheel and the other's got a flag. One's on a porch of the other in a bag.
With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jobs.
Daytime crab up the folks sing a slide.
He hung himself with a guitar string.
The slab of turkey neck and a tang from a pigeon wing.
You can write if you can relate.
Grab a cash for the beef, for the body, for the hay.
And the time is a piece of wax falling on the termite.
That's choking on the spanner.
Thank you.
What if it's wrong to pray in vain? What does it mean? Fake death, wake up today. Take a little picture in a photo booth. Keep it in a locket and I'll think of you. Both of our pictures face to face. Take off your necklace, throw it away. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kinda nervous to say so. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kinda nervous to say so. Really think I better get a hold of myself. I get ahead of myself. Whispering her love through a smoke ring smile. She doesn't know what happens when she's around. Think I'm in love. Think I'm in love. Think I'm in love. Think I'm in love.
With you. I don't even try.
woman who's had her own recent Coverville cover story, KT Tunstall, with her cover of The Golden Age from her Acoustic Extravaganza album from 2006. Beck, birthday boy Beck, with his cover of Can't Help Falling in Love, that one from the Man in the High Castle, Castle Resistance Radio album that came out 3 years ago, back in 2017, covering a song that was popularized by Elvis Presley. I think also, not Bryan Adams, who was it around that time? It was Corey Hart had a big hit with a cover of Can't Help Falling in Love. Think I'm in Love, boy, just all over the place with love, with B. Arthur's, an Edmonton-based ukulele band, from their EP with a cover of Beck's Think I'm in Love. The Boss Hoss, with their cover of Loser, a little bit of German rockabilly in there for you from their Internashville Urban Hymns album from 2005. And we start off with Olympia, covering the most recent cover of a Beck song that I have in my library, which is Dreams. That one from Triple J's Like a Version 12 from just a few years ago, actually 2016. It's got to be more recent covers. Well, maybe no more recent covers of songs by Beck, but certainly more recent covers of Beck, sure. Let's do another set of music for Beck, starting off with another cover of his. This one from a Bandcamp album, a tribute to Dimension 5 Records called Dimension Mix. It's Beck covering Bruce Hack and a little ditty called Funky Lil' Song.
Are all around when your house is upside down, and you've waited for something much, much too long. Here's a funky little way to help yourself along. That mean person in the eye, and you say, mean person, I'm gonna sing my funky little song. And then you sing your funky little song right at that mean person, and you sing it just like this.
Yeah. song.
Ding dong, funky little song. Everything's up, nothing's down. Everything's so right, nothing could be wrong. Now that we got funky little song. Ding dong, funky little song. Everything's up, nothing's down. Everything's so right, nothing could be wrong. Now that we got funky little song. Ding dong, funky little song. Everything's up and nothing's down.
Everything's alright, nothing could be wrong. Now that we got our funky little song.
Thank you.
hands went black when she took back her love and poured it out into the sun. The birds did fly, even went on trial. Cigarettes were smoking by themselves. She'll do same as you. Question marks stretched across her skin. Cause she dangles carrots, it makes you feel embarrassed to be the fool you know you are. She'll do well anything. She'll do anything. Hey, she'll do to make you feel like an asshole. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beck himself with a cover of a song that was done by Bob Dylan. That is Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat from the War Child Presents Heroes album from 2009. Before that, Dr. Lonnie Smith from Boogaloo to Beck, a tribute that came out in 2003. That's a cover of Tropicalia. Asshole, yes, I said it, by Bjorn Berge. That one from Wii FM, a special covers acoustic session from 2009. And Beck starting us off with a song he contributed to Dimension Mix, a tribute to Dimension 5 Records, a cover of a song by Bruce Hack called Funky Lil Song. And it certainly is a funky lil song. Big happy birthday, 50th happy birthday, belated to Beck Hansen. And here's to 50 more and continuing to put out great music. We've got Jack White coming up in just a second. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about the sponsor that we have for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Raycon and their wireless earbuds. Look, you already know that Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds in the market, right? We're all at home. We're all sitting at home. We're all working from home. We're all getting fit. We're trying to work out, do that a little bit more than we usually do. So we need to be listening to earbuds. We all need a good pair of earbuds right now because, listen, I love my wife. I love my life partner upstairs, but I don't always want to listen to what she's listening to, and she doesn't always want to listen to what I'm listening to. And the best solution is a pair of wireless earbuds, some good quality wireless earbuds. And it works whether you're married, whether you've got noisy neighbors, noisy roommates, noisy pets, your children, they're home from school right now. Anyway, you don't want to listen to what they're listening to. The newest model from Raycon is the Everyday E25. It's their best ones yet. It's got 6 hours of playtime. It pairs with your Bluetooth devices seamlessly. Did I say seamless me? Seamlessly or seamless me. And they sound incredible. They've got really good, rich bass and a more compact design that not only gives you a nice fit, but also is a little bit more discreet than having a pair of bright colored cords dangling from your ears, or even some brightly colored stems sticking out from your ears the next time you're doing a Zoom call. What I did is I used Raycon wireless earbuds all day yesterday to pick the music that you're hearing in this very episode, right? So I wanted to put them to the test. I wanted to listen to, I picked about 20 songs out of a library of Beck and Jack White covers of about 300, right? So it gave me a chance to like listen to a lot of stuff. They sounded absolutely amazing. They were light. They never fell out of my ears, even when I was dancing to songs like Funky Lil Song. They fit beautifully and just super, super comfortable. They're stylish. They're discreet. And folks like Cardi B, Melissa Etheridge are raving about these things right now. They're obsessed. The company was co-founded by Ray J. Pick up a pair and see what all the hype is about. I'm going to help you out with that right now. Now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Coverville. That's buyraycon, RAYCON.com/Coverville for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Coverville. That's where you need to go. Get them. Enjoy them. I certainly am. And big thanks to Raycon for supporting the show. All right, I promised you some covers of Jack White. You know, he was in a band called The White Stripes. Did you know that? Of course you did. We all know that. Let's get to one of their most popular songs, at least one of their most popular songs to cover, but maybe not by everybody in the way that this artist does it. So brilliantly and beautifully and so funky. Here is Ben Loncle Soul with a cover of Seven Nation Army.
Army couldn't know me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because
Don't wanna hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it.
that's the art of the show. Take back what you said, little girl, and while you're at it, take yourself back too. I told you to sit and be waiting. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do about it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. Nobody gotta wait to me, baby. How come it's so easy to you? You know it's like me at times. I can be careless, but your words seem so obtuse. Then again, I know you feel guilty, and you tell me that you want me again. But I don't need any of your pity. I got plenty of my own friends. They're all above me. I've been thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I've been thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I've been thinking about my doorbell. Seem to come around. Point your finger and make a sound. You don't seem to come around. Point your finger and knock 'em down. Oh. Right at home, yeah. I've been thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I've been thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I've been thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you
Infidels with their cover of Steady As She Goes, that one from their album Girl That Speaks No Words from 2006, a cover of the song by the Raconteurs. Before that, the Long Goners with a cover of My Doorbell, a nice little, what do you call that, maybe a burlesque kind of version of that song. That one from Indie Translations of the White Stripes, a tribute from 2002. Mary Shelley Overdrive, what a great name, from their EP Hideous Sexy from 2008. That's a cover of The Hardest Button to Button. The Dirt Daubers with Fell in Love with a Girl, that one from a really cool compilation called Rockin' Legends Pay Tribute to Jack White. A lot of great folks on that thing. Came out in 2013, and we start off with a really cool funky version of Seven Nation Army by Ben L'Oncle Soul, that one from his self-titled debut from 2010. Boy, leave them wanting more. I even want more, but that's all I got. That's all I put together for this show. You know why? Because I've done a couple other White Stripes cover stories in the past, so there's a lot of material out there that's already out there. So you're just going to have to go back and listen to that. That's fine. It's a fun thing to do. Go check out coverville.com. You can do a search for the White Stripes or Beck and hear other cover stories I've done for each of those artists, and you'll hear more. But darn, that's it. That's going to be it for today. If you want to get in touch with me, you've got a request, you've got an idea, suggestion, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also visit, like I said, coverville.com. You'll find everything there. A way to support the show, a way to listen to the archives, a way to even get t-shirts and discs and all that sort of thing, all over there at coverville.com. Become a Coverville patron by going to patreon.com/coverville. For a couple bucks a month, you get some extra bonus stuff like episodes of Guess the Connection in your feed, as well as a clue every week to what the answer is to help you win, and more. All that stuff over there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.